Hey, glad you can make it. And welcome to the Employee Cycle Podcast, where we talk to HR innovators, thought leaders, and even some disruptors about the latest in HR trends, HR tech, and you guessed it, HR data. Well, you've heard enough of me talking. Now let's start the show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Employee Cycle Podcast. I'm your host, Bruce Marable, CEO and co-founder of Employee Cycle. And you know us, we are your friendly people dashboard that's helping all you HR and people leaders out there stop wasting time creating manual, crappy, messy spreadsheet dashboards. We know that a lot of times you're spending 90% of your time creating these manual spreadsheets and less than 10% of the time actually analyzing the data. How about you flip that on its head and spend almost none of your time creating the spreadsheets and 100% of your time figuring out what the data means so that you can make smarter workforce decisions. And that's what Employee Cycle is all about. Go to employeecycle.com, create a free trial, and connect your HR systems to the people dashboard so they can show you the insights about your workforce. But that's enough about me and our product, because today we have a very special guest. So please help me welcome Amy Krugleck, VP of HR at Rave Mobile Safety. And today we're going to discuss how to care for your employees during a crisis. Amy, welcome to the podcast.
Woo! Amy!
Thank you.
Who's wild?
I'm excited to be here. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you. So, Amy, let's kick this off the way we always like to do, which is asking you, how did you end up in the wonderful world of HR?
It's a long time already, but I always knew I wanted to be in HR. When I was in college, I wound up with a temp assignment working at a staffing agency, and I was placed at a couple of different places, and then somebody in the office went on leave, probably sick leave or something, that I didn't understand at the time, and I was asked to work inside the office. And when I did that, I had a little bit more exposure to the companies that we were placing candidates in, and that helped me learn more about the field of HR. And I just went running from there. My degree was a combination of sociology, psychology, and business. And I feel that I'm using all three of those aspects every day in working with the people on the business side of what I'm doing in HR.
Awesome. And can you tell me a little bit about Rave as well? And we're really looking for how many employees does your company have? Where are you located? And what does your company do?
Great. So we're just about 200 employees. We've been around for over 15 years, and we're located in the metro west suburbs of Boston, specifically in Framingham, Massachusetts. We have a few other office locations, one in the Providence, Rhode Island area, and one up in the Toronto area. But we do have employees throughout the United States. We are a SaaS solution for an emergency notification system. We try and help make communities safer by enabling our customers to respond or get notifications out to their communities very quickly in emergency situation. And we really have a core mission that everyone has a right to safety. And that is what drives how we create our products and how we operate internally and how we even think about our own teams.
Awesome. So today we're talking about how to care for employees during a crisis. And it must be a different way to do this than how you would do this previously, pre-COVID, pre all of the challenging things that we're going through. And I just want to give a timestamp today being July 10th so that everyone knows where we are in regards to how you're answering the questions. But what do you see as the biggest difference between caring for your employees pre-COVID, and I'm assuming you were in the office, so while employees were in the office, versus now when people are dealing with all of these challenges and everyone is remote?
Yes. So COVID is like crisis on steroids. In my view of HR is that you're always thinking about how to care for your employees and how to get them to perform at their optimal level. I'm a pretty employee-centric HR leader, and you'll probably hear that throughout. There were situations in the past where I thought were crisis situations that we had to manage through, such as the time right after 9/11 or even the Boston Marathon bombing, which was very close to the office where I was. But this takes it clearly to the next level for all of us. And We were all in the office working very closely and collaboratively right through about March 13th, when we realized that we had to make sure that everybody started to work from their home office locations and basically said, don't come in starting next Monday. And that caused a lot of things to pivot in the Rave world. Obviously, on the product side and marketing, everything had to be reimagined because we are a product, as I said, that supports safety notifications, and COVID was a big piece of that. But from my perspective, it was, how do you now care for employees who are accustomed to coming into an office every day, who were not accustomed to Zoom meetings and possibly, you know, working out of a basement or on their bed or wherever they were because they didn't have home office setups. And as time has evolved since March, so many more challenges have presented. The challenges of the person who's home alone feeling quite isolated, the challenges of parents working in a house with their young children, nagging at them all the time, and being in those Zoom meetings. And then really just those who have a very hard time getting motivated and feeling that they can perform at their best level when they're home and not surrounded by their peers at work.
So you mentioned a couple of different scenarios that could be causing a lot of stress and anxiety for your employees. And I'm sure there's an endless number of combinations that people could be going through. But one of them is people dealing with their children being at home, especially as people were dealing with schools being shut down, as well as day camps. You're also dealing with people who are struggling with loneliness, as you mentioned, and just being by themselves. And then other people who just might be just trying to figure out what does this all mean to them, even if they are around other people, but maybe it's, you know, mental issues that people are having or stress or anxiety. So how do you deal with all of these customized issues and challenges, knowing that people are not so standard and cookie cutter, but everybody has their own things that they're dealing with? How do you deal with all of those individually?
Some days can be pretty exhausting, to be honest. I'm thankful that I've been in the field for just a few years or maybe more than that, so that I have some experience under my belt dealing with some difficult employee situations and figuring out how to keep people motivated. But one of the things that I've been really trying to do is reach out to employees through Slack, which is what we use for our internal instant messaging system, and just pinging people and managers randomly. I keep a checklist next to my computer, just so I know who I've been in touch with, and reaching out. Sometimes people think of HR as the scary principal's office and people they don't want to connect with, but we don't want to be that way at Rave. Myself and the people who work closest with me, my HR business partner, my office manager, have really tried to make ourselves more accessible. And then we encounter situations that people didn't feel like they needed to bring up. And sometimes I'm very grateful for those people who do reach out on their own to say, I need a little help here, or I'm struggling with this, or do you have ideas for how I can be more productive when I'm working at home? So those are some of the things that we're doing for outreach. We've tried to also build in a lot more management efforts to reach out, daily touch bases that they didn't have before, interdepartmental meetings that are a little bit more frequent, and even more company get-togethers so that we can see each other and be supportive of one another.
You mentioned HR having, unfortunately, the bad rap and sometimes the negative perception of being sent to the principal's office. And this comes up a lot as I talk to more and more HR leaders on the show. Do you think that perception has potentially changed because of this? Do you think people have seen HR more as an ally to the employee, or because so many companies are laying employees off, and even though HR may have nothing to do about that and they're just the messenger, people still will look at HR as potentially being sent to the principal's office?
Well, I really hope that there's been a change of perception. Unfortunately, in our role, we have to have those difficult conversations, whether it's about a layoff or a performance issue. But from my perspective, we're also there to support employees during these difficult times, during COVID, during the death of a family member, during any other personal challenge that they're having, and as well as supporting them in exciting times when they're having a baby, when they are getting married, when they're getting promoted. So we read a really great book many years ago. It was something came by, I think, Libby Sartain, who had been with Southwest Airlines. And it talks about HR being a connection of the head and the heart, where you have to combine the business need, which is certainly some of the more difficult aspects of our role, with the heart, which is when you need to think of your people and think of every aspect of them when you're supporting them through their employment life cycle. And I prefer to do the work that's connected with the heart, but obviously the perspective of supporting the business and the goals and the growth projections of the company are something that you really have to keep in mind as well.
Speaking of that head and heart, and as you mentioned, you still are responsible and held accountable for the head, where you have to focus on keeping your employees motivated and engaged in order to perform, maintain levels of productivity so that the company can continue to grow. What does that look like now when you're also trying to make sure that people are okay emotionally, physically, and mentally?
Well, I'm really grateful that at Rave we have a phenomenal team. I give a quick shout out to any of my Ravers who are listening to this to say people have really pulled together incredibly, and I think that's because we all have a mission focused to our work, which is keeping communities safe. And I think that that resonates with our team. So people have really stepped it up to make our product and our operations work during this difficult time, but that's also taking a toll. And so working with managers really closely to support those employees that are having difficult times has been something I've been trying to focus on. Also telling our employees that it's okay to take a break, not just okay, but it's really important. So if you have kids at home and they need time to go run around, then go around with run around with them. And if you yourself need to go take a walk or take a break from that Zoom meeting screen and take a run or whatever it is to recharge your own batteries, we've strongly been encouraging people to do that. Our CEO, Todd Pyatt, is 100% on the same page as I am. He reinforces in all of his weekly company updates that people need to take time to refresh and recharge, and that just because we're home doesn't mean that the blend of your home life and your office life come together all the time. You need to take time for yourself. And the only way that people are going to be successful managing through this challenging time is to make sure that they take care of themselves.
During quarantine, and even still now with a lot of companies keeping their remote work environment until they figure out when it's safe to go back to the office, or for those who have already determined that they're not going back to the office and they're going to allow their employees to work remotely indefinitely, it seems to be a struggle and a challenge for employees to know that their managers aren't watching over their shoulder in a big brother way to see how often they're on Zoom or how often they're on Slack as a way to gauge if people are really working or not. And as much as companies keep saying that they want you to take a break, you definitely should have a flexible work schedule, it seems like there's still a gap between where employees truly believe companies are with that versus how they perceive it. And it seems as though employees are still doing things like getting on Slack and typing something just to show that they're working because they don't want to be perceived as not being valuable, especially as companies are doing a lot of layoffs. So how have you been able to train and coach your managers to be able to truly show their team members and the employees that they manage that it's okay to take a break?
Well, at Rave, we always said that it's not face time, it's results. And so I would translate that to saying it's not screen time, but it's results. It's super important to make sure that employees and their managers are building a trusting relationship. And that's a little bit harder when you don't have that face-to-face time or that meeting time that you just see each other in the hallways. But during times like these, it's a little bit more important to communicate, and I would say even over-communicate. Managers need to be comfortable that if somebody puts a spoon and a fork up on their Slack, which indicates that they're eating lunch, or that they put their running sneakers up, that they've gone out for a run, it means that somebody's just taking a break, but it's also up to the employee to make sure that they're being very honest with their manager about what's going on so that two-way trust is established. I think that sometimes people have a problem with this, you know, notion of, am I being productive enough, or does my manager really think I'm working, when that communication is not there. So during these times, make sure that you're even more in touch to let people know what you're doing. And I think that the results will show for themselves.
I like that idea of putting up the fork or the sneakers. That's pretty cool. And that's fun as well.
So gotta have fun when you're at work, Bruce. If you don't have fun, then it's a really long day.
Absolutely. Especially now where COVID days feel like a week, and a week feels like a month, and a month feels like a year. So definitely have to have fun. So the last question that I want to ask is around people taking a break and recharging so that you can do your job. And what I found is that HR leaders, people leaders like yourself, have really seemed to be the most stressed and the most anxious and the most busy, for that matter, during this, because you're not only trying to internalize, process, and deal with all of these things yourself as a person, but you're also trying to figure out and strategize how to deal with this across however many employees you have, which can be even more stressful because now you're trying to help all these other people deal with this and you have to be strong for them. So I would like to know, how are you going about self-care for you, and how are you thinking about recharging your batteries so that you can help everybody else do the same at your workforce?
So for me, it's super important to get up every morning with a very optimistic perspective on what the day is going to be like. And I have to work out every morning. That recharges me. It gets my head super clear and puts me in the mindset to start my day. And then I'm somebody who's always looking for the silver lining. So even if it's a difficult conversation or a struggling to figure something out at work, the outcome and the perspective that I'm still here, thankfully, nobody in my family has had to suffer through any of the symptoms of COVID, and we as a company are here helping keep people safe, puts me in a really more positive perspective. I also am one of those people who take every opportunity to recharge. I play tennis at night. I spend a lot of time with my family. I'm here locked, quarantined with my two young adult children, and it's a gift because we were not supposed to be spending so much time together at this stage in their lives. And so if you look for those silver linings and you appreciate the work that you're doing and the family you have, then everything else just works itself out.
That's awesome. And it's so great to end this interview on a high note. So Amy, thank you so much for being on the Employee Cycle Podcast.
Woo! Amy!
Thank you so much, Bruce. This was great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So where can people find you and Rave online?
So ravemobilesafety.com is where you can find Rave. Look for me. I'll be there on LinkedIn. I'm happy to connect with people who have an interest in how to make their work life better and how HR can really be supporting organizations during these difficult times. And would love to hear from people.
Awesome. And if you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed making it, then please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes, because it shows that you care and that we're providing great value to everyone in the community. Also, if this is the very first time you're listening to an Employee Cycle Podcast interview and you're hungry for more interviews, then please subscribe to the Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to awesome podcasts. And last but not least, all of you HR and people leaders out there, please continue to hire, train, and retain the best workforce possible. Thanks. Later, kids.